Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This clip is an exclusive part of the Fans Dog Week, presented by Hooters and Truist Bank. He's worked alongside Bill Belichick, Nick Saban, and now for some reason, Chuck and Chernoff. It's time to Ask the Scout with veteran NFL scout Chris Landry on Atlanta's football station, 680 The Fan, on FM at 93.7.
Nothing makes me happier than when we get listeners who are quoting Chris Landry when he's on with us and saying, listen to what Chris said about this and that. And I love the fact that the listeners dig Chris being on the show as much as we do. And you will dig his website, LandryFootball.com, following Chris on social media as well at LandryFootball. His website, use our promo code, it's the radio station name, 680 The Fan, to get all access to the best football website around, with audio from his podcasts, video from the Twitch TV links, breakdowns, news and notes, film room, all of it, it's all there at LandryFootball.com. And Chris joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Mr. Landry, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're fired up for an SEC championship game on Saturday, and I'm going to start with a number I want to give you, Chris, and this is just kind of fun because I saw this in Vegas. Some of the offshore sites had this too. You can bet a total in the game. You can also bet a total for one team, and I saw the Alabama team total for points scored is set at 21.5. If Chris Landry was the betting man, you think Alabama scores more or less than that 21.5 against this Georgia defense?
I would say less. If I were just going to, the way I look at it is, what do I expect them to score? I would say 17 to 20. So, yeah, my initial thought would be 21, under 21.5,
Let me follow up on that then. So the other side of it, because, like, you know how these big games go. We always focus on one thing, and we're all focused on the Bama offense and the Georgia defense. Let's talk about the other side of it. Give me your projection of the Georgia offense, which I think is sort of, like, nationally there's a narrative that it's just an okay offense. They're averaging 40 a game.
It's a maintenance offense. Right. You just do enough.
Right. They average 40 a game. So tell me about the Georgia offense and what you expect against the Bama defense.
Oh, I expect high 20s, 30, in that range. Look, it's the pace of play of the game, how they play it. I think that, a lot of the big points are against teams that they're just such a big mismatch against. But obviously, anybody that follows Georgia it takes them, they don't just explode on you. They just kind of wear you down, kind of like what we used to talk about with Alabama. They're not so much they're not a cobra that strikes. They're an anaconda that squeezes, and you watch them, and all of a sudden it's 14-0, and it's 21, and it's 24, and then by the time you look, it's 48, and it's not like some where it's just up and down. It's defensive based and running game based, and everything comes off of that. And the difficulty I think Alabama has is, are they going to be able to stop Georgia's run game? I mean, are they going to have to commit so many guys to stop the run? And if they do, this is an Alabama secondary that's had his issues as well. So I think this is a better team that Georgia's played really all year, but it is not a team that's what I would call just overly threatening if Georgia plays their game. So I expect Georgia to get some points, and I think it's going to be very difficult for Alabama to have sustained success, because they're going to have to be very creative to move the football. They're going to have to work the field horizontally. They're going to have to either go some, a jumble package looks to run. They're going to have to hold up protection wise, or they're going to have to max protect. I mean, there are a lot of things that they're going to have to decide to do that's going to have to work, and they're going to need to probably create some short fields and maybe even some points off of defense and special teams to have a real shot here.
Bryce Young, man, that kid has taken a beating this year. Got hammered again on Saturday. The one thing that I want you to comment about, I haven't seen him look panicked. I haven't seen him look like a redshirt freshman. I haven't seen him where he starts looking around like, all right, maybe I'll try next Saturday. And they've had tight games, and they've had physical games, and they've had games where he walks off in his jersey in white or red anymore. I mean, he's got a bunch of grass all over it. I haven't seen him look rushed, though. Give me your download about him in this season.
He's a flatliner. I mean, he just – nothing phases him. Nothing bothers him. Really had no business – after the way they played and the way the protection was, really no business winning that game last week. Just the length of the field, 97, 99 yards. I mean, you know, just they're a lot under pressure, which is why, you know, to the point of you don't want to be in a one-possession game in the fourth quarter, because that's a real advantage to them, because – I think their plan is to see any way we can be in a one-possession game in the fourth quarter. And against opponents that haven't been nearly as good, they've been in a lot of close games themselves. And this kid is just the reason why they have the record that they do, despite the fact that they haven't, you know, blown anybody out, is because of him. It's because of his ability to make crucial plays under pressure when the running game can't salt the game away. And when they're not able to explode quite as much as they normally do, it's been about what he can do in the critical moments. And the offense has been him, and, you know, Jameson Williams has been the big play guy for them, and they've gotten a few big plays here or there, but it's not the same type of offense. But this quarterback's the real deal. I mean, this guy, what he did last week was impressive. What he's done all year long without him, they're not. They're probably, we're talking about a three-loss Alabama team right now.
Chris Landry's with Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. And your point you just finished up with, I want to piggyback on it, because I think Nick Saban's doing one of his better coaching jobs. It's all relative, right? They're still better than, you know, 90% of teams, but they're nowhere close to the Bama teams we've seen, which is, I mean, that's just the bar we judge them on. They very easily could have been a three-loss team this year. The fact that they pulled that game out last week, you could pick one or two
enough
other
about it.
Yes, apologies, Chuck. Chris, the job he's done and the way he's talked is kind of, it's been different this year, right? A lot more pats on the back instead of like beating his team down, because I think he realizes their deficiencies more than years past.
Yeah, he's a tip, and this is, you know, what he's always done. The team struggles, you don't browbeat them. They don't have confidence, you don't browbeat them. You got to build their confidence up, and that's what he is. He understands. And you know, if you stuck him with the truth serum, it would come out, we got no business being where we are right now. I mean, that's what he'd really say. And I know it's a lot of the bravado of the Alabama and everything we expect to win. Yeah, they do, but the reality is they don't have a lot of answers. And a lot of it's just, you're right, he's done a really good job with this team, but they've got deficiencies. And this is why I always say, when you're talking about whether it's coaches or being hired or whether it's draft classes or recruiting classes, we can only judge that 3 years down the road. And if you look at this team, is look at their answers. They put out a right tackle that is not even SEC caliber. And that's just not them. And so they've got a little bit of a gap, and they've got some young guys that are not ready. And look at their backs. I mean, Trey Sanders is going to be the guy, and bless his heart, he hadn't been able to stay healthy. They don't have that great back. It can't run the football. That's why the games are close. So, I mean, they're like near the bottom in the top four or five teams in functionally being able to run the football in the SEC. That's not Alabama. And defensively, look, they've got in 31 a guy that is – I mean, I think they've got two guys that you could literally, in my opinion, if you're talking about the best players in college football, invite them to New York. They're two of the best. But the supporting cast, there's not as much as there normally is. And I think they've been able to camouflage the messes pretty well.
Chris, 2 years ago, I had a conversation with somebody who knows Billy Napier pretty well, and the way they put it to me was, I was like, tell me about him, because I know about his record, and I can look online and see things. I was like, but what is he about? And I got a one-word response at Kirby. And now that he's the head coach in Gainesville, can you kind of, if someone who knows him said he's just like Kirby, flesh that out a little bit, if you agree with it and understand the reference.
Well, they're a little, you know, he's got, I think a lot of people throw that out there for a couple of reasons. He's a relentless recruiter that understands that that's how you win, and that's how he earned his stripes. While he was learning to coach, just like Kirby, he learned that, you know, you coach a lot better with really good players, and I'm going to earn a job because I remember these guys, you know, when they were basically, you know, kids and players, and they learned recruiting is the key. So that is, and then just the fact that you've got the Georgia roots and the head coach there, there's a lot of things that you can kind of throw in about the same age bracket. You know, that's what is really the best way to describe it. They're a little bit different in terms of that Billy grew up on the offensive side of the ball and doing things there and working with receivers and learning and focusing on the offense, where Kirby's obviously clearly been about, you know, the defense. So that would be the differences. But in terms of the style that's key, and that's what Florida's looking for. I mean, we've discussed this before, but administrators look for the opposite of what they had. And they had a guy that wasn't competing with Kirby in recruiting, and they needed to get somebody that could. And
coach that said talent, I'll just chess match you all day.
Yeah, you know, so there's no reason if you're Florida that you need to look up and say, man, if we only had the talent Georgia did. I mean, what is that? That's kind of ridiculous. And so they got to do some things at Florida administratively, you know, staff-wise and facility-wise, because Georgia's gotten ahead of them. But, you know, they're in the state of Florida, and why are you not having top – if you're not having top five classes, and you know how you rank them 3 years down the road, but if you're not getting that type of player and developing them, you're not doing your job at Florida. Forget about scheme and all that, and that's what's made Georgia elite and consistent, and that's why Florida's been up and down. They're not nearly as talented. No, okay, you pull an upset last year. Well, what did that tell you? Everybody was, wow, you upset Georgia last year. Shouldn't be an upset. That should be, wow, Florida and Georgia are playing this week. What a colossal matchup. You don't want to be where Michigan is against Ohio State, where they won last week and they stormed the field because they hadn't done it in so long. That's kind of where Florida has dropped to, and that's what needs to change to where we can look at that matchup and say, man, I just don't know. They're just evenly matched.
Chris Landry's website, there's no match to it. It's the best football website out there. Get to LandryFootball.com. Use our promo code 680THEFAN and just dig in. You'll love it. Chris, thank you as always.
Hey, thanks. Enjoy the game, guys. Take care.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.